if we flood like this in a typical New Orleans summer rainstorm, what's going to happen in a hurricane? What's going to happen in a tropical depression?
At a city council meeting yesterday in New Orleans, residents, including Naaman Stewart there, expressed worry and anger about the city's response to a torrential downpour over the weekend, as much as 10 inches of rain in just 3 hours. The Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans initially said that drainage pumps had been fully operational. Then yesterday, initial claims of success were amended. The only pumping New Orleans resident Andre Boren detected was from Mother Nature.
The water came up in about 30 minutes on my street. It was too deep to be able to drive my car to higher ground, and it proceeded to continue to rise well after it stopped raining, and it didn't go down until about 4 in the morning, so it's about 12 hours of flooding.
Jessica Rosegard is the flood recovery editor for WWNO in New Orleans. Jessica, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Now, describe this extreme flooding versus what happened during Katrina. What does it affect, and how extreme is it, and how are residents sort of thinking about this flooding?
Well, Katrina was, you know, obviously a huge storm. People knew it was coming. They were able to evacuate. And the city flooded basically because of a levee system failure. This was your average August, you know, heavy rain in New Orleans. We get pretty serious storms down here. And the rain had been falling for about 2 hours before the National Weather Service issued their flood warning. They try to issue those only when there is an immediate threat to life and property, because obviously you don't want to cry wolf. But it wasn't the kind of thing where people were going to evacuate. We have a pumping system that is supposed to help keep flood waters at least at bay. You know, streets flood here quite often. Like I said, this was a heavy rainstorm. We got somewhere between 8 and 10 inches of rain in a few hours. And in that case, New Orleans is going to flood. But I think people really were not expecting this at all.
Politically, what's been the response as city officials take a look at what's really happened?
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. You know, the mayor was out of town this weekend, but city officials kept saying, including the Sewerage and Water Board, issued a statement saying that all of the pumps were working at full capacity. We have 24 pumping stations and a total of 121 pumps to keep water flowing out of the city in cases like this. And all weekend, they supported their infrastructure, said everything was running as planned. And then yesterday, we had a city council meeting to investigate, you know, well, if everything was working, then why did this happen? And it turns out that a number of pumps were offline for routine maintenance. You know, they are mechanics. They need to be maintained. But it's a real step back to say that things were working at 100% when actually in a few neighborhoods that took on the most floodwater, pumping stations were working at maybe half of their capacity. The fallout has been the director of the Sewerage and Water Board, Cedric Grant, has submitted his resignation. There's a real lack of confidence in that department right now. Mayor Mitch Landrieu has called for the firing of two other officials within that department, and a second person has also submitted his resignation effective later this month. So they're really looking at a crisis of confidence and restructuring that department.
Jessica, a federal report from scientists within the Trump administration, a report that hasn't been issued, by the way, suggests that extreme weather is something that's starting to affect Americans all over the United States, the form of drought, extreme temperatures, and the kind of flooding that you're seeing down there. You've described it as seasonal, but would you say that people in New Orleans are beginning to feel extreme weather as a more or less constant event?
It is a fairly constant event. The storms that we get down here, the thunderstorms roll in quickly. They are very intense. Power gets knocked out. It is just sort of one of those things that you deal with living in this part of the country. But last year's flooding in Baton Rouge, this flooding that we just had in New Orleans, a few weeks ago we had a lot of rain that caused flooding in similar parts of town. It's something that people here have to deal with, and residents here know that. We park our cars up high on curbs when there's going to be flooding. We keep street drains clear. Neighbors will go out and literally clear muck from drainage areas themselves so that they can prevent some street flooding. But it's not something that anybody really wants to have to get used to. You know, cleaning out your home, replacing carpet, having inches of water in your house is not something that people should have to get used to.
Oh, the question is, will they have to? Jessica Rosegard is a flood recovery editor for WWNO Radio in New Orleans, Louisiana. Jessica, thanks so much.
Thank you.